Alan Dershowitz says millions of men engage in prostitution, so why is it illegal? Emily Bazelon asks that very question today in her column at Slate.com, and she joins me now. Hi, Emily.
Hi, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. The argument against legalizing prostitution is that it's immoral, that it exploits women, and that making it legal would only encourage more prostitution and more human trafficking and more human misery. So is that really the case in places where it is legal?
It's not necessarily the case. There are several European countries like Germany and the Netherlands that have legalized prostitution, and they haven't turned into cesspools. On the other hand, they haven't seen prostitution go down either. And there is some evidence that in some of those places, human trafficking has gone up.
Is there a difference between high-end and low-end prostitution in terms of exploitation, in terms of trafficking? I mean, Dershowitz is arguing that the woman Governor Spitzer allegedly patronized was making so much money, thousands of dollars. The idea that she was being exploited is just ludicrous.
Well, we don't know that the woman who Governor Spitzer allegedly met was actually making all that money. I mean, the high-end prostitution ring was making thousands of dollars, but what the call girl was actually receiving is a different question. And that's a big thing I wonder, is whether these high-end prostitutes really are just sort of doing a job, they're getting compensated well, or whether that's an illusion we all have. There aren't a lot of good studies that really answer that question.
Well, that's surprising to me, because you'd think that this would be a very studied field by academics, at least.
Right. But I was looking at a working paper yesterday by the economist Stephen Levitt and the sociologist Sudhir Venkatesh, and they were pointing out that there just hasn't been a lot of good economic data collected about prostitution. So they actually looked at some data from the Chicago Police Department, and they figured out that women who are prostitutes were making an average of $27 an hour, but their income was less than $20,000 a year because they didn't work a whole lot of hours. And there was also an average exposure of 12 incidents of violence every year. So, you know, that looks like pretty grim kind of working conditions.
Talk to me about Sweden. They have a novel approach there where it's legal to sell sex, to be a prostitute, but illegal to buy it. How does that work?
Well, the way that it works is that the police only prosecute men. And in terms of reducing the instance of prostitution, it's been a huge success. Apparently, the number of people using prostitutes has been reduced by 80%. And in Stockholm, prostitution is down by 2/3. So if your goal is to have less prostitution, it looks like going after the men is a successful strategy. And you can also argue that it's just more fair because it's the men who are doing the exploiting of the women, if that's how you see this paradigm.
So if we were in Sweden, Elliot Spitzer would be the one being prosecuted and the prostitutes would go scot-free.
Yes, exactly. And you could accomplish this by arresting people like Elliot Spitzer and putting them in jail, or you could try shaming them, for example, by setting up an internet registry that lists the names of men who use prostitutes. And there are arguments that that's a really unfair way to go because those lists damage your reputation for the rest of your life. But obviously, Elliot Spitzer is now in that position.
Emily Bazelon is a senior editor at Slate.com, where you can read her column on prostitution. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks very much.